Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As every day, every weekday, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and I'm going to let you know I kind of took a prayer offline and kind of trying to make it all ours. And so it didn't say who it was from, but I thought it had some really good stuff in it. And let's go to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this. Most gracious Heavenly Father, from you we have received our right to life, liberty, and that beautiful pursuit of happiness. You have called us, O God, as your children, and given us the right and the duty to worship you, the one and only true God, and your Son, Jesus Christ. You call us to live out our faith in the midst of this world. You call us to be the light and the saving truth of the gospel to every corner of society. We ask you to bless us in our vigilance. Give us the strength of mind and heart to readily defend our freedoms as they are now threatened. Give us courage as we make our voices heard on behalf of the rights and of the freedom of conscience and morality, your righteousness, as we stand as people of faith. Grant us, Father, a clear and united voice to our sons and daughters gathered in this time, in this hour, in this history of our nation, so that with every trial that we withstand and every danger we will overcome for the sake of our children and our grandchildren and all those who come after us in this great land, will always be one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, not just for a few. Father, I add to this prayer as we beg for your protection over President Donald J. Trump and all those who are close to him, Father. Keep them honest. Father, may they be giving him good counsel, but importantly, godly counsel. Protect us all, Father. Protect those who are imprisoned, the January 6th hostages, the hostages in the wars that are going on across this great land and abroad. And Father, I pray also for Peter Navarro, who has been imprisoned. I just feel the need to pray for him, and I believe you have put that on my heart. Father, may your people, may we the people of the United States of America, stand for you first, and then for our country and family. Bringing America home, Father, we'll keep our families safe. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When Americans have lost their patience, when Americans lose their patience, tyranny will end and liberty will once again win. As Americans rally hugely for former President Donald John Trump, what is the other side doing? As Americans rally in New York, in North Carolina, and all across this nation, for Trump. What is the other side doing? The union workers in New York yesterday and the week before in Harlem, New York, last week, they give me some faith in New Yorkers. They did it their way. Their way hasn't been so good lately. I was about to lose faith in them. And oh my goodness, Mayor Adams got his ear full by some disgruntled New York woman who happened to be flying on the same plane. Americans, I hope, are tired of being politicians. We're tired of the politician's faint memory, and we're tired of being that faint memory, and we're tired of being their punching bag and their purse to do whatever they want. We're tired of their regulations. We're tired of their mandates. We're tired of their handouts for all but the ones who are truly Americans. We're told our speech must be controlled. Our businesses, our churches, our kitchens, our vehicles, our food, our tobacco, our alcohol, everything. Our land, our homes, our comfort, our vacations, our bathrooms, our sports. Again, it's everything. They control us so they can turn a buck. And then we should be all grateful. Oh, we should be so grateful when they vote us a stipend, a stimulus check we shall receive. We haven't got one of those for a long time, by the way. We now say, us patient, run-out Americans, stimulate this, you thieves. I love it when Americans stand up for themselves. Too long we have tolerated the abuse, tyranny. Too long we have ignored the politicians, local and on up. Too long we've lived with their lies. November 5th, it's coming. It will be our turn to voice our authority and tell those tyrants, don't. You're fired. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. George Washington. Who will govern the governors? There is only one force. Oh, and it's a mighty force. I've been watching it. There's only one force in the nation that can be depended upon to keep the government pure and the governors honest, and that is the people themselves. They alone, if well informed, are capable of preventing the corruption of power and of restoring the nation to its rightful course if it should go astray. I think we can all say it went way astray. They alone are the safest depository of the ultimate powers of government. Thomas Jefferson. Yes, we still have those who hate America. We are going to have to deal with them. Yes, we are. We can't get past it. And if we want our peace back in this nation, if we truly want to make America great again, we will have to deal swiftly and strictly with the American haters. I read just yesterday where a poll revealed that the majority of Americans, Democrats and Republicans, you know, I think we should stop identifying as that, want a huge deportation to take place. And there's only one candidate running for president that's telling us we're going to have that. Americans want the insanity to end. We want peace. We want safety. We want the economy to be in our favor. And we want the debt eliminated. I know that's a righteous dream, isn't it? We want our precious constitutional republic restored. And we cannot restore our nation until we clean it up. Clean up Dodge. You know, the loyalists, they left America back in 1782 when America was a large evacuation as well as the deportation. Nearly 100,000 colonists who were loyalists to the crown. They preferred dictatorship over freedom. They were sent packing out of this nation. We're going to have to do it again. You're listening to TSC with Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. Or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border. Insurrections. Lawlessness. Climate change, and the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. But first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must-read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com or amazon.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And as we do on most every Friday, we have a report coming from Power of the Future with Daniel Turner. Daniel, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Beth Ann, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. You know, I think what's bothering me the last day or so since the Biden administration made the announcement is the threat to shutter all of the remaining coal plants in America. And I could go off on this, Beth Ann, for hours, but I only have a couple minutes, so I'll try to be succinct.
You do as much as you can in those
minutes. Two Democrat administrations have just hated coal. Right, Biden hates coal. Obama hated coal. It's pure stupidity on their part. They don't understand what coal does. They have bought into this lie that coal pollutes and that coal is bad and we have to eliminate it. And so the Biden administration, now they have decided we have to close the remaining coal plants, and we're going to do this, of course, through the EPA. We're going to pass the regulations to such a strict point that nobody is qualified to open a Paul coal plant, and then we'll say, oh, look, they all had to close because they couldn't meet our new tough regulations. Couple things. If this were such a crisis, why did they wait almost 4 years? Right? They're doing this because it's an election year, and they need people like Soros and Steyer and Bloomberg to start writing huge campaign checks. And unfortunately for the Greens, all of the enthusiastic young people who normally scream about climate change, they're all at Columbia University now shouting death to the Jews.
Yes.
And so they lost all their activists, right? Because all those activists are bought and paid for. They're all phony, right? No one, I joked the other day, what college kid in Manhattan has a tent and their dorm. And yet, surprise, surprise, hundreds of kids all suddenly have tents, and they're all pitching tents. I grew up in New York City. I didn't even know what the heck a tent was. But I'm getting off point.
They're matching,
so all the
though.
Enthusiasm for the Greens are gone because they're all on the anti-Israel camp. So Biden has to get the Greens back on his side, and November's getting close. So that is why they passed this ban on coal to shutter all of the coal plants. 20% of our electricity comes from coal, not to mention all of our cement, all of our steel. So many of our manufactured goods are made from coal plants, but 20% of our electricity. And there is absolutely no way wind and solar can replace that. So all what we will do is just get plunged into poverty and darkness. So I'm angry. I'm annoyed. I'm so tired of the stupid, petty games that come from Washington, D.C. Nice. I have to catch myself that I don't just become an anarchist, because I'm at the point now that I have such, hatred is a strong word. I have such anger with government because of the border, because of fentanyl, because of the war on religion, because of abortion, rampant abortion, and now just add the green stuff on top of it. I love my country, but I despise this government more and more. I despise the Biden administration every day, and we're going to hit a breaking point, Beth Ann. So a lot to throw at you, but that's where we are.
Well, I know you're a New Yorker, and I saw some positive things coming out of New York in the last 2 weeks. Yesterday, it was the union workers with their hard hats on.
Yes.
Last week, it was in Harlem, all chanting for Trump, Trump, Trump. Now, Trump's not.
Yes.
He is the answer right now, but he's not the total solution. The people are. And I like that you're losing your patience, and I'll tell you why. Because I've titled today's show, Americans Have Lost Their Patience. And when Americans lose their patience, Daniel, tyranny will end and liberty will once again win.
It will.
And it's only when we lose our patience and we start getting a little loud and rambunctious, which is what we both have to do.
Yes, it is. And it's just, it's so frustrating to know, because obviously I do this for a living. It's frustrating to know that this is all fake, right? None of this is based on climate or goals or science or the environment. This is someone like Michael Bloomberg, who has decided he doesn't think coal should be around anymore for whatever reason, mostly because he's just a statist and he likes to control people. And Michael Bloomberg has $60 billion to his name. He's one of the top 10 richest people in the nation. And he has funded billions to the Sierra Club for the sole purpose of shutting down coal. And if you're the Sierra Club and someone is writing you a $500 million check, okay. I mean, sure, I don't like coal either, but now I'm getting paid to do it. And so they build these campaigns. It's the same as the trans movement. Is all, heck, the Daily Caller and the Free Beacon have written wonderful articles in the last 2 days showing how the anti-Israel movement is all funded by George Soros. All these groups that are popping up that suddenly have T-shirts and signs and banners. I admit, Beth Ann, I did not go to college, so I can't talk about my college experience. But I think there's kind of a joke about college kids kind of being broke and poor and not having money. And yet they all seem to have money for tents and for banners and for matching T-shirts. Where are they getting all this money from? Well, no, because it's all bought and paid for by George Soros.
You know,
so it's frustrating that the green movement is just totally, totally fake, and we have to pretend it's real.
The scary thing about these college kids is they really don't know. The majority of them there, I'd say, don't know what they're even doing. They've been infiltrated, and they really don't know what happened. And I have kind of a solution for that. You might have to correct me on that. But I think they should put up the big screens, like in three or four different locations around their encampment, and start airing what happened on October 7th. Just start airing it. Full.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's full, horrific, horrible sight. They need to see what happened, see who they're really supporting. But did you see this young girl going before the Congress? She has, I can't remember who she was talking to, but he was going out. She was anti-plastics. And I thought of you immediately, because everything that they want to take away, they don't realize is in their very hands.
Yes.
He explained to her it was in her clothes. Hey, what about that water bottle? And what about where'd you get the water to refill that water bottle? What kind of pipes did that come through? I mean, he just went off. And she's like deer in the headlight look. She had no clue what plastic was.
No, and it shows you how poorly educated our
yes.
young people are, despite the fact that they all have these fancy degrees. I mean, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez is the best with her master's from Tufts University or Boston University in economics. And you ask her a question about economics, and it's clear she doesn't know what she's talking about. So we've educated our young people to be learned but dumb. And so, yeah, you see these young people who say, you know, we need to get rid of all plastic. We need to, Israel is committing genocide. They don't even know what the words mean, quite frankly. We're on stolen land. Men can get pregnant. And yet they will all wave around their fancy diplomas and then ask for the Biden administration to forgive their student loans. I think it is very reasonable for Congress to say, if the Biden administration is going to use federal dollars to pay off student loans, which I vehemently oppose, but he's doing it anyway, then we have a right to know whose loans are getting paid off. And quite frankly, if you're a 22-year-old right now screaming death to the Jews, then you don't qualify. You can't then go to the government and say, oh, by the way, I can't afford my poetry degree. You need to pay my loan for me. But again, the Biden administration foments this. The left has fomented this. They encourage it. They fund it. They want chaos and anarchy to reign, but the good people are going to lose their patience. And
yes,
we're hitting that point. I really believe it.
Yeah. Did you see the lady giving old Adams what for on the airplane?
Yes.
Did you see that? I liked the look on his face because he thought he was somebody. Oh, are you Mayor Adams? And he just brightened up, and then she started at him, and whoa.
Yeah. And notice people Mayor Adams can't ever take the choo-choo train, right? He wants the rest of us to take trains and public transportation everywhere. But when he flies down to D.C., he flies down to D.C. because he doesn't want to take it. So it's laughable that these folks are, you know, they're opposing plastic as she's holding a plastic water bottle. They don't want you to take planes as they're getting on planes. We've elected such dumb people nationwide, and it's also explains why the government likes to keep people dumb and poorly educated and angry and unmotivated, because then they'll continue to elect dumb people. And our average elected official is very, very dumb. We have some great ones, but we have some who are just genuinely stupid people. And they seek power for a reason.
Yeah.
And it is not to make the world a better place. It is not to make America great. It is for personal enrichment and for nefarious causes.
And it's beyond being ignorant and incompetent. They hate America, and they're out to destroy it. And Americans are losing their patience. We've had just about enough, and I loved what I saw in New York, and I hope it really is going red. I really hope
it is. Me too.
Anyway,
me too.
We'll do what we can to keep her going. Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Always a pleasure.
You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to continue. The Americans have lost their patience. Have you lost yours? It's time we all did. You've got to stay calm, but not too calm. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to back up a little bit from the first segment and talk about the loyalists that left America. I want you to stop. And don't roll your eyes around at me. And I want you to stop and think seriously about what we have seen happening in our country. Marxists, communism, globalists, whatever you want to call them, they are infiltrated in our schools from kindergarten on up, in our institutions of higher learning. They are everywhere. They are in Congress. And evil is leading this country. And that's not what you want. But the loyalists, those who were loyal to a king, preferred dictatorship over independence and freedom. They were set packing. 100,000 of them. Black and white. But there were those who were black and white who stayed to build a nation. And it was a struggle. And we went through a lot of things. And now they're taking us backwards as far as slavery is concerned, as far as being taxed out the wazoo is concerned. United we will stand. We have to get rid of the American haters. We have to tell them to leave. I bet people are entitled. They're not entitled to tear your country down. You can't go into any other country and demand your rights. Hang together or we will surely hang separately. All the impatient Americans need to stand for righteousness, stand up for God, stand up for liberty, for life, for the pursuit of happiness, that American dream, for property, for prosperity. Not for all, but for, not for others outside this country, but for us. It's about the American dream. If you hate America, leave America. I started writing that as a Substack about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We can arrange it for you. Since the left believes in brainwashing, why don't we use truth to distill the violence, to squash the violence if possible? And if that doesn't work, then these college students need to go. And I mentioned it with Daniel. All these college students sitting there protesting, perhaps we should put up these screens and play what actually happened on October 7th. Force them to watch it over and over and over again. And then if they're still okay with it, they need to leave because they are the enemy. If they still believe that, send them to Iran. Send them over there where they can be trained as Hamas. Send them over there with their pretty rainbows on and all that good stuff. See what happens. If you hate America, you do not deserve to be here. And you do not deserve to represent our Constitution. Omar, Tlaib, Presley, AOC, Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Mitt Romney, McConnell, all who want to fundamentally change this nation, they are the true insurrectionists and are the enemies of America. So while America rallies with President Donald J. Trump, what are the enemies doing? It's actually scary to think what they might be plotting since they are losing in the courts. I can't remember the name of the, I think it's not Johnson. I can't remember the name of the representative or senator that is putting forth a bill to remove Secret Service protection from President Trump. What does that tell you that they're thinking? What does that tell you? Put him in jail and have him killed. That's what it tells you. We must indeed all hang together. Or most assuredly, we will hang separately. Ben Franklin said that. Why do you think he said that? I want to believe that we, the people, are now ready to restore in 2024. I want to believe that. And when I was watching what was happening in New York, because New York is a mess, man. It's a mess. Their governor, their mayor, and apparently it's their councilman. The councilman. Apparently they're a mess. You elect those too, New York. Lose your patience. Get rid of them. When America loses their patience, tyranny will end and liberty will once again win. Because Let's say it together. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. But first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. I'm just going to go through some things here real quick. Alert came yesterday, and I meant to share it with you yesterday and got busy. Our website is under attack. This is coming from the Epic Times. And apparently they have had several attacks on their website from the Chinese communist regime. They know exactly where it's coming from, and they said instead of discouraging us, it has made us more determined to tell the truth. The Epic Times is a great source for truth. Anti-Israel protesters gather outside Senator Schumer's home and demand U.S. stop arming Israel. Who do you think's putting these things in there? Trial by ambush. Former federal prosecutors say Alvin Bragg's strategy is unlike anything ever seen before. All the ones who know something are saying this is nothing. And this, maybe we'll discuss it next week. Betrayal. Did Mike Johnson compromise or is he compromised? There's a lot of feedback. And this was AOC complaining that the police were trying to monitor and stop the protesters, which she says are peaceful. Well, if it's peaceful, if it is so peaceful, why are they telling students, especially Jewish students, to stay home? Because it's not peaceful. I want to share something with you, and I want to read it to you. It's by Tom Klingenstein. And this is part two. I couldn't find part one. I'd have to write it out because I couldn't find it in print form. He titles this, and it's very interesting because some of you may not like Trump. We don't like certain things about Trump. But it's Trump's Virtues, part two. And he says, now that former President Trump is the Republican nominee for president in 2024, it's time for Republicans, including those who doubt him or even can't stand him, to get behind him. The times demand it. We are in a war, fighting an enemy of revolutionaries that kick and spit on America. I call our enemy the woke regime or the group quota regime. This war is a contest between those who love America and those who hate it. But we do not have a commander-in-chief. You can't win a war without one. You can't win a war without a commander-in-chief. Tom is a very wise man, and I've been watching and reading some of his stuff for a while. I want to finish reading this to you, not because he's putting pats on Trump's back. It's not what he's really doing. He's making a call to action, a clarion call to all Americans who love their country, if they love their country. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer Sanders and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. Or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's 4 segments. But did you know there's a 5th segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the 5th segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. I'm sharing with you right now something that is written by Tom Klingenstein. It was actually a speech that he gave. And he does that from time to time. And this is part two. And he talks about Trump's virtues. Now, he's not telling you that Trump's a perfect man. But he is calling Americans to action, including those that hate him. And I announced yesterday, or I mentioned to somebody yesterday, that, you know, Attorney General Barr, that wrote a book and said all kinds of terrible things about Trump, said he's voting for Trump. Some others have not come out and declared that yet. Klingenstein says we're in a war. He called it the Cold Civil War earlier. He says you can't win a war without a commander-in-chief, and we don't have one. We shouldn't much care whether our commander-in-chief is a real conservative, whether he is a role model for our children, or says lots of silly things, or whether he is modest or dignified. What we should care about is whether he knows we are in a war, knows who the enemy is, and knows how to win. Trump does. His policies are important, but not as important as the rest of him. Trump grasps the essential things. He understands that the group quota regime is evil and will not stop until it destroys America. He is a fighter, bold, brave, and decisive, who has confidence in himself and in his country. Trump never apologizes for America. He rightly believes America is the greatest country in history. Trump says, in effect, we have our culture. It's exceptional. And that's the way we want to keep it. And we won't keep it if we usher in millions of immigrants with cultures that differ from our own. Trump knows his job is to protect Americans and just Americans. protect them, not just from enemies abroad, but from the woke globalists within. He knows that America does not need more diversity. It needs more cohesion. The woke radicals tell the Trump voters they are a threat to democracy. Think about that. They're saying, you Trumpsters are a threat to democracy. The rogue radicals all also tell us that America is systematically racist. Trump knows this is deadly nonsense, and he says so. This charge of systemic racism bounces off Trump because he has no white guilt, or any guilt for that matter. Trump tells his supporters what they already know. They are not racist, and they do not have white privilege. The woke radicals shut up those who disagree. Trump will not be shut up. If they manage to put him in jail, he will roar like a lion. The woke radicals have the moral arrogance of fanatics. Trump, God bless him, knows we are all sinners. Trump rejects the utopian fanaticism of the woke radicals. He is a businessman who takes the world on its own terms and navigates the facts and common sense. Trump's base knows firsthand that America that Trump wants to recover. They love him, and they know he loves them. They will fight for him because they know he will fight for them. Trump speaks to his supporters as fellow citizens without any condescension or poll testing BS, he says. Despite his billions, he is one of them. An outsider looking in, a man who takes ketchup on his steak and is as disgusted as they are with the anti-American elite. This natural appeal has created everyday patriotic Americans into an army. We cannot stop the left's revolution and retake the nation without these men and women. Unlike most conservatives, they will actually fight for America, but they follow Trump. Without him, they stay home. With him, they are united and determined. At his rallies, his audiences invariably break into chants of USA, USA. In these moments, Trump and his audience mutually pledge to each other their fidelity and their sacred honor. His enemies hate him with an indescribable fierceness. Another Hitler, they say. Elect him and he will be a dictator. We should take his hysteria as reason for hope. We should take this hysteria as reason for hope. The American haters rightly fear that he and his party are on the threshold of a successful counter-revolution. Trump hates his enemies every bit as much as they hate him. His enemies are America's enemies. Trump is the most towering figure of our time. He has changed politics, not just in America, but in the West. If we are to take America back, we need someone who is unmovable, who has proven that he can stand up against the immensely powerful army of woke modernity that will attack him with all its might. Someone who will go after the deep state without pity or compassion, and someone who has the conviction that America is still the last best hope of Earth. That someone, he says, is Trump. Trump, the politician, came out of the blue. An unconventional commander against the unconventional enemy. Almost inconceivable as president of any other time. Trump fits this turbulent moment to a T. It is too much to wonder. Is it too much to wonder whether the appearance of this most unconventional man is providential? Lincoln spoke of Americans as the almost chosen people. Trump gives us hope that the God who has never forsaken his almost chosen people will not do so now. And he says, thank you, Tom Klingenstein. Greg Kelly of Newsmax was interviewing Trump on a phone call last night. And he asked him about not going after his enemies before, like Hillary. Trump said she was a nasty woman, evil. He didn't do it because he thought it would hurt America. It would look bad. I'm going to tell President Trump right now, if we don't send an exodus of haters of America out of this country, we're not going to survive the next one. This has crippled us as a nation. The enemies are here, and they've brought in mercenaries. And it's time that the American people lost their patience and started standing up. Standing up for life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity, the American dream. Stand up for Trump and you, and bring America home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community, where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.